Okay, today is Daf Ayin. Today is Daf Ayin of Masechtas Menachos. We are on Daf Samach Tesamid Beis. We are up to the bottom line, Boy Rabba. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Lila Nishmas, David Yechiel, Michal, Ben Yoshua, Chaim. So yesterday, we were discussing the following issue. The issue was, if you have a situation where there's tosefes of something that you planted, whether it's omer or something else, right? So you have an ikur and then a tosefes, right? So what does that mean? The omer was X, and then it grew more. So is the extra part of the omer? So boy rabba, l'inyan meiser mai. What's the story with meiser? When you want to give, what does the question mean? So the first story, hechidam, what do you mean by that? Right, the question is, when it comes to meiser, do we go after the ikur or after the tosefes also? Okay? This is not an easy gemara right now.
Why? Meiser?
When you see the case, you'll understand the question. Wait, hey chidami, the gemara right away. What are you talking about? Keep going. This is the case. Dam dinhu the asrinhu. You had wheat. You cut it off out of the ground. Amdinhu the asrinhu. You estimated how much meiser you should give. Says Rashi on top. Shekatzar shibolin. You cut off stalks. Velo doshan. You did not thresh them. Ela isron. You gave meiser. Vishalcham veutishalem laoson shalchulin. And then after you took off meiser, you put them back in the ground.
Put the same stalks back.
Same stalks back in the ground. Okay. Vehosifalahu. So they grew more. Do you have to give meiser now again? They grew more. You hear the Gemara's question?
They didn't grow a number, they just grow bigger.
So what?
Where's the meiser again for?
Im timsalomar, loas linen basar ikar, vitosefes. If you don't go after the ikar, or in the tosefes, boyisure. You have to give meiser. Ikar mai, what about the ikar? So the tosefes, we know you have to give meiser. What about the ikar? Well, why is this different than any? So let's say I don't do a crazy thing where I put the stalk back in the ground. That's an unusual thing to do, which the Gemara is going to pick up on. Let's say I plant apples. So I give meiser, I do everything else, and now I have apple seeds, and I replant the apple seeds. Isn't it true that I have to give meiser when the apple trees grow again?
I think so.
Right? Yeah. But I gave meiser from those seeds.
But this is a new growth.
Exactly, it's a new growth. So what kind of crazy thing is that? So Abaye says, what's your question? Of course, if you take stalks of wheat, put it in the ground, and it grows more, of course you have to give meiser on the new stuff. What's the question? You have to do that with everything. With everything you have to do that. You have bananas, you gave meiser, you plant the bananas to grow a new banana tree. Of course you have to give meiser on the new banana tree. But it grew from something I already gave meiser on. What kind of thing is that? It doesn't make a difference. You know what the Gemara is saying? What Abaye is saying? Look, of course you have to give meiser again. What's your question? So the Gemara says, Amalei, no, Darvish is our call of a bailey. Something that the seed is finished, then of course you have to give meiser, bananas. You gave bananas meiser, and you plant the bananas again to get a new banana tree. Darvish is our call. The seed ended. That's the normal course of events. Of course you have to give meiser. No question about that. Right? Ella, ki kami bailey. Davisha ain't zaro kala. Something that didn't end. Putting a stalk back in the ground is abnormal. That's abnormal. You don't do that. You did it. And it grew more. That's to give meiser now on the new growth? I already gave meiser on this. That's the Gemara's question.
Using an example of somebody goes and takes, he has to give meiser for money that you work for.
Right.
So he made X amount of money, he gives meiser from X amount.
He made $100. He gives $10. Right.
Takes money.
$90. Right.
$90, puts it in the bank, and makes another 10% in interest on it.
Exactly.
So he doesn't have to pay the 90% again, he has to pay the 10%.
Exactly. Money. Exactly right. But
does this reflect when you take cuttings or you graft existing plants onto a new plant?
Well, you didn't take off meiser yet.
No, you've got an apple tree, and you take a branch from that apple tree, and you graft it onto a new...
Yeah, but you didn't take meiser yet.
The
You take Meiser by the harvest. When you harvest, you take Meiser.
Right.
So how many apple trees do I have? To harvest and to give Meiser.
Right.
Here you did a funny thing. You took off the wheat, you gave Meiser, then you put it back in the ground. That's a funny thing. It's unusual.
Yeah.
No. So that's the Gemara's question. Now, if you have bananas, right, and you gave Meiser, like you're supposed to do, now you planted new bananas, a new banana tree, from the chulin, of course you have to give Meiser. So what he's saying with the money, of course you have to give Meiser. No question about that. Yeah. We're not asking about that. We're asking about a crazy design, not normal. You took wheat, you gave Meiser, you put it back in the ground. It's very unusual.
Right.
What's the story? Tisha, let me ha. Answer it from here. The Amar of Yitzchak, Amar of Yochanan, litra batzel, a liter, which is a measure of onions, shetikno, you gave Meiser on it, vizaro, and then you replanted the onions, mitzaser lefi kulo. You have to give Meiser on the whole thing, which is like a seed. No different than a seed, right? So the Gemara answers, well, what kind of rye is that? Hasam hainu zarisa. That's the seed. How do you plant onions? By putting in an onion.
Right.
So if you have 100 onions, and you gave all of your Meiser, you gave 2 for Meiser truma, and then 10 more, you took one of those chulin ones and put it back in the ground, and now grew a new onion tree. Of course you have to give Meiser on that. But it came from an onion that was chulin. So what? So what? Again, our case is a not normal case. Because it's not normal to take wheat and put it back in the ground. So what's the story with Meiser on that?
Just to clarify our case.
Yeah.
Is our case is just he's taking the chulin part and putting it in the ground?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he taking the Meiser part?
Chulin part. Chulin part.
Yeah, well, after he gave the Meiser, that's the whole point.
And then it regrew. Yeah.
Did he take the Meiser?
I don't think so. I think the chulin.
Put the Meiser back in the ground. Is all of it Meiser? Or is it just a percentage of, again, of that new
I don't
stuff?
Think it's
oh, it's a percentage of the new stuff. That.
Exactly, because then in that case, why wouldn't he have to? He's taking chulin stuff.
No, I'll tell you why.
Meiser comes off. He's already taking Meiser off. Why is there a problem? Of course he's going to have to take Meiser off for that.
He's not putting it back. The one that he gave Meiser, he's not putting back in the ground.
That's right. So if he puts chulin on
side, so it's a new growth. So you have to plant over
you plant. Exactly. What's the
question? Right, so that means because it's already dead. That's what the Gemara said. Zara Kalabo, it's dead. I don't need it anymore.
The question
it took seeds.
No.
The question is, do we go after the Iker,
which is
I gave it already,
yeah,
or the Tosefes?
You have a tree.
Right.
Give Meiser from the fruits of the tree.
Right.
The next year you have more fruit.
Right.
Give Meiser again.
Yes, because it's a new year.
So why is there a question?
Because it's the same year, the same season. I already gave Meiser and it's Chulin. Do I go after the Iker or the Tosefes? That's exactly the Gemara's question.
Exactly. The question itself is a very poor question.
Right.
You always have to give Meiser on new items. Even right. If you gave him all,
it's not new.
But it's not new.
Again,
it's called Tosefes. It's not new. It's exactly the Shaila.
It's your monetary investment.
Yeah.
You made the money off of it again, and then you made more money. That's, of course you didn't give more money.
So look at the second Rashi on the page, up on top.
When you take the seeds out from fruits that you already gave Meiser, you take the seeds and replant them.
Look at the second line. Look at the second line of Rashi. Imtim Tzlomer. L'chumra. There's lo alin on Basar Iker. We don't go after the Iker. L'miftar Tosefes b'Meiser. To make the extra part potter for Meiser, Tosefes boy asurei. The Tosefes needs Meiser. Oh, where is it? Iker gufe my la mahader boy asurei olo. What does that mean? Iker gufe my la mahader boy asurei olo. But the iker that I put back does that require Meiser again?
One second.
Well,
is he asking if you have to give Meiser on that also? Or is he answering the Meiser of... No,
you know, I'm confused.
...that into the Meiser?
One second.
That's a better question.
One second. Imtim Zalomar, the law is Leon Basar Iker.
Why don't you call that a new growth? You're always using seeds.
Yes, that's the question.
Thank you.
That's the question.
Thank you.
The question is, the question, there's no shaila. You have to give Meiser on the Tosefes. There's no shaila about that. Why? It's new growth.
New growth.
Yeah. Shaila is, they have to give Meiser again on the Iker.
Thank you. That makes sense.
You hear that?
Why would you have to give Meiser again on the Iker?
That's the question. Why would you have to do that?
Yeah, so who says
so, you... wait one second. You do it by a banana.
Yes.
You do Meiser on the Iker again.
By the tree, you do it
by
again.
By the tree, you do it again.
Correct. Okay.
So right?
Now you're asking a good question.
Shkoyach.
What? Reset
your question.
Another plant that's a new onion. Here's the same stalk that got a little longer.
Right. So what would be a big deal? But since I gave on the Tosefes, do I have to give on the Iker again? That's the Gemara's question.
Don't Doesn't that make more sense?
So the question was, well, so what about every fruit is like that? But every fruit is brand new. This is not new.
Sure.
Right?
That would make sense.
Every tree grows every year brand new.
Right.
I took the seed from an old chulin, so what? Here it's brand new. Here it's not new, that's the Gemara's question. Now, hacha, lav hainu zirasa. Here it's not the seed. That's the question, it's not the seed. So amalei Rabbi Chanina bar Menyume Labaya, otzis she'eno nakuv mahu. A flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it, mahu. What's the story? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, you can read the next three words, Rashi takes them out, ilo nakuv, halo nakuv. So what's your question? There's no hole in the flower pot. What are you asking me? Right, Rashi says. Right. The kapara hashat. Ilo nakiv. If it doesn't have a hole, halo nakiv. It doesn't have a pole. Vishapir, a hole. Vishapir taram dimina patur ala paturhu. So then what's your question? There's no. So Gemara says, no. Dilma chazar v'nakvu kamarta. No, I made a hole in it after time. So it grew in a flower pot without a hole. Then I made a hole in it, and we think if you make a hole in it, it goes after the ground. So then it's chayav from the Torah. Before it was chayav in the Rabbanon. Sitting on my windowsill, it's chayav in the Rabbanon. A tomato grew there. But now I put a hole in it. Now we think it's getting nourishment from the ground. So this Tosefus here now. Right? It was this, and now it got bigger because of the ground. So it's the same question, really. Sort of the same question. So the Gemara says, not the same question. Hacha chadas riyahu, achburihu dechamachabre va'ola. Ah, with one tomato, just it got bigger. Right? So Rashi says, it's chadas riyahu, the achshav kishanikva hi mascheles lahashrish, it starts to root, therefore it combines with the old size of the tomato. Avolagabe boy Rava, but Rava's question was, Shtei Zrios Hain, the Shibolas. The Shibolas was planted twice. You planted it once, you grew, you took it off, you took off Meiser, you put it back in. Different question. Right? Hilkach, Istruch Leilam Boy, Ihadar Mechaive Le Tosefes Le Iker, Lemhadar Isuri Olo. You have to give Meiser again on the Iker. Okay? So, at Hassam, Shtei Zrios Ninu. There was two plantings, not the same question at all. Okay? Boy Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Avo asked the following question. Shibolas, Shemarcha Bikri, a Shibolas that you smoothed out in a pile, the Shisla, then you put it back in the ground, then the Kara Olav Sham, Shame? The Kara Olav Shame, Bimachubar. Then you designated part of it as truma when it's in the ground. You reattached it to the ground, and now you designated truma. Kiven demarcha, kiva demarcha, tavlalei. Since you smoothed it out, it became tevel. That's the stage where at which meiser's chayiv, when it becomes tevel, when you smooth out the pile. So kikariel of shame, la, kikariel of shame, kanchala. So you've created truma. It's attached to the ground. It's a very unusual thing to have truma attached to the ground. It's very unusual. Yeah, because you did an unusual thing, so you have an unusual result. Oh, Dilma, no. Kivan de Shasla, once you put it back in the ground, Pakale Tivla Mine. The Tevel gets removed. And it's not Tevel anymore. Similar question, what Rava is about off the daf with. Amrele, Rabbanan Labaya, one second. Im Kain, Matsinu, Truma, Bimachoba Lakarka. It turns out that Truma could be attached to the ground. Utnan, there's a Mishnah that says, Lo Matsinu, Truma, Bimachoba Lakarka. There's no such thing as Truma attached to the ground. Now, there's no such Mishnah that says that. The Masoret HaShas points out, there's no Mishnah that says that. What the Mishnah does say is that you can't give Truma from detached to attached. I already harvested half my bananas. The other half I didn't harvest yet. Right? I have 100 banana trees. 50 are harvested. 50 I didn't harvest yet. I'll take off double the amount on the 50. So when I harvest the other 50, I'm not going to give any Truma. I'm not cheating at the coin of one penny. You're not allowed to do that. That the Mishnah does say. You can't do that. That doesn't mean that there's no such thing as Truma attached to the ground. It means you can't give from attached, from detached, what's attached. I'll give double the amount from the 50, first 50, I don't have to give any from the second 50. But you can't do that. Okay, because why? Because it's attached to the ground. That doesn't mean you can never give truma attached to the ground, but that's what the Gemara says. Okay. So Amalei, no. Kitanyahi, That was regarding Le'inyan Achiyuvi Misa V'Chomesh. That question was not about being, does the Truma get taken, does the Tevel get removed? The question was, what about Misa? If you're not a Kohen and you eat Truma B'Mezid, you chayav Misa. If you eat Truma B'Shogig, you have to pay a fifth. Chomesh, a fifth. De'i Talish, if you detach it, V'Achil, Talishu. Right? One second. Right? So, if you attach it, if you took truma off, if you designated truma while you reattached it, then you designated truma. Now I go ahead, I'm a Yisrael, I cut it off and I eat it. Am I chayef on violating truma? B'shogeg, you don't get misa.
No,
chomesh, if you do b'shogeg. What?
How do you reattach it?
I'm not sure how you do
it.
I don't know. Anyway, so what happens if you eat it? What happens if you eat it? So if you eat it b'mezid, you chayev misa. Misa b'dei shemayim. Eat it b'shogeg, you have to pay a fifth. V'eat gachin v'achil, but what if I don't attach it, but I'm very lazy, I'm so lazy, that I just walk over to an apple tree and I start biting the apple while still attached to the tree. I can't even, I'm so lazy. What if I do that? So I ate truma, reattached truma. Butl died to Eitel Kaladam. That's abnormal. So abnormal, we're not even making a chayav for that. You're a crazy person. Right? Butl died to Eitel Kaladam. Right? Yeah. What do you see from here? Right? You cannot be chayav on the chubar. That's what you did. If you do that, you eat it like that, you're nuts. You're crazy. But that's not normal eating. Nobody does that. That's not normal eating. They have a whole discussion about whether you chayev on, if you do that on Shabbos. Rashi says, if you do that on Shabbos, he uses a line, Ein lecha tolish gadol mizeh. If you go over to an apple tree on Shabbos and take a bite out of the apple, are you chayev on harvesting? Rashi says, no bigger harvest than that. So over there, when it comes to Shabbos, you chayev. You do that, you chayev. When it comes to Truma, now you putter. Why? But you're crazy. Nobody does that. That's a whole, you have to figure out what Rashi meant by over there, right? Right, so kalachiyad, you're not even chayev. It's so abnormal. What? Rashi said, Ein lecha tolish gadol mizeh. He's lying like that, right? Right? Now, what's the answer? The answer is, that's not derech achila. So therefore, you're not chayev for eating truma, but it's still considered harvesting, so you're chayev for harvesting. You're not chayev because you ate the apple, you're chayev because you removed it from the tree. You removed it by biting off a piece. So for that, you're chayev for harvesting. But you're not chayev for eating it because there's no isra eating on Shabbos, right? There's an isra for eating truma. So this is not normal called eating, and therefore you're potter, right? So, but what the point is, there's no such thing. You can't be chayev on truma. If it's mechubor, we said you're crazy. And if you detached it, then you detached it. So what do you see? There's no truma on attached produce. No such thing. But how is this different than what Ilfa wrote down in his notebook? He wrote like this. Listen to this crazy case. Beitzei nivlas ha'ov hatar. If you have the egg of a kosher bird, it's a kosher bird, but it died without shechita. Okay? It died without shechita. A kosher bird died without shechita. So it dropped dead. You were about to shecht it and eat the bird. It died. It's a nevela now. That's what nevelas of tar.
Right.
But you noticed that it was about to lay an egg also. And mixasan bachutz u'mixasan b'fnim. Half the egg was out of the body, and half the egg was still in the body. So the part that's out of the body is kosher, because it's an egg. But the part that's in is still part of the mother's a nevela. So you have half an egg. What do you do with this egg over here? So mi b'fnim, right? If you go into the mother's body and eat half the egg that's still attached to the body, you munch on it without removing it. If you do that, then mitabim begadim abeis abliya. When you swallow the egg, you're going to become tame. Why? Because that's halacha. When a kosher bird becomes nevela, and you eat it anyway, right? Forget the iser of eating the nevela. Forget that iser. You become tame when you swallow it. So what's the difference if it's the mother or the egg? It's inside the body, right? Bachutz, but if it was the outside part, ain metamin begadim abeis abliya. You're not chayev. You don't become tamei. Why? Because that's not tummy. It was outside the body already. It was ready, saw the air, saw the light of day. It's tar, it's an egg. So what do you see? What do you see from here? Right? Now, that's considered certainly an abnormal thing to do, to go stick your head into the and eat it. It's not normal. And yet, eat a half egg while it's attached to a dead bird. That's not normal. And yet, you come tummy. So what do you see? It's normal derech achila. So I come over there, it's derech achila. And we said, if you walk over to an apple tree and bite an apple out of it, that's not derech achila. What's the difference? They're both crazy. So the answer is, I'll tell you the difference. Talush, of the inish, the achli hachi. Talush, people eat it like that. Right? People eat it like that. It's not so abnormal. B'mechubar, lo of the inchi. I'm sorry, talush, of the inchi, the achli. B'mechubar, lo of the inchi, the achli. Right? I'm not sure.
It's not attached to the ground.
Since it's not attached to the ground, even though it's sitting on your kitchen table, this dead bird, and you go bend down and bite it, that's considered normal. Why? Because it's detached from the ground. But mechubar, things attached to the ground, nobody eats that. So we haven't resolved Rav's question yet. Amar Rav Tevyumi Bar Kisna. So that's it. I don't think we can answer the question. Because Amar Rav Tevyumi Bar Kisna, Amar Shmuel, Hazorea klayim. Somebody plants klayim, but also she'eno nakuv, in a flower pot without a hole. Aser, it's aser midrabanan, right? Because midrabanan, it's not considered the land, not considered on the land. Aser midrabanan. Amar Abaya, bishlam yashmina loke makas mardos midrabanan. Shaper, if you want to tell me it's midrabanan, and then you're going to get makas mardos, the rabbis will give you because you're violating drabanans. I get that. Ella aser. My kamash malon. What do you mean, usher? Right? The midrabanan hu hi have zriya. The midrabanan consider that a planting. Tanina, we learned that already. Toram mishaino nakov ala nakov truma viyaksa viyatrom. If you give truma on eno nakov on nakov, I have a flower pot here, and I have a whole field full of tomatoes. I'll give the truma on this
from the flower pot.
I don't have to give truma from that. Right? Much better stuff. I'll give the truma from the junky flower pot tomato. So what the halach if you do that? It's teruma, it's chal truma on that for yachzav yitrum. You have to give truma again. Why? Because it's not really so good, right? What do you see from here? So if truma can be chal on atzav she'eno nakev, so can klayim, right? So says Abaya. Abaya said, yeah, says Abaya. I didn't really need to know this. It's a note already. It's old news already. Okay, so he said, you want to tell me that he gets Malkus for that? Malkus Matters? Okay, that's also a Chiddush. I didn't know you can get Malkus Matters for that. Okay, fine. So Rav's question is not answered. Okay, new Mishnah. Yes.
I'm sorry, yes.
Don't, you can't, that detail not going to stop this guy. This guy's very determined to eat that egg. The shell's not going to stop him. What?
He's
going to choke on it.
My mom always used to take the eggs out of the chicken. We
used to have it in the... What country was this? What country was this? Where was it? In England?
Yeah, it wasn't a dead chicken, though.
Yeah, she used to get a chicken from a whole chicken from the she used to pluck it. And when she opened it up, there'd be eggs inside. And that was a big treat. She put them in the chicken.
In the soup.
That's fine, but it wasn't half in and half out, and it wasn't an available.
Exactly.
No, I'm just saying it didn't have shells on it.
Oh, interesting.
Yolk.
No, it had a skin around it, but the skin hadn't hardened into a hard shell.
Interesting. Okay. Next, hachidin, wheat, hasaorin, barley, kusmin, I think it's spelt, shibola shuol is oats, and shifon is rye, whatever, the five grains, hare elu chayav and bachala, these five grains are chayav and chala, there are only five, as far as we know in the world, there are only five grains. When they discovered quinoa, like 10 years ago, 12 years ago, they didn't discover it. It's been around for a long time. The first thing they did was to make sure it's not one of the five grains. Because one of the five grains, you can't use it on Pesach because it's chametz.
Right.
That was the first thing they did. Once they determined it's not one of the five grains, now you're in a whole new category. It's the first thing they did. Make sure it's not one of the five grains. Right? If it's an offshoot of rye or spelt or one of these, right? That's the first thing they did. Only, as far as we know in the world, there are only five grains. What is a grain by a scientist might be different than by us, could be, but we have this five grains. Right? Why the five grains for only five? Because they're the only ones that you can make chametz into. That's what the Gemara is going to say in a minute.
Corn?
No, corn. Well, that's the first thing the Gemara is going to say. What about corn? No, corn you can't make chametz.
You can't make chametz because...
Because it's not one of the five grains. Exactly. No, it doesn't have those properties. Rice also not. You can make a rice cake. It doesn't have the same properties. That's where kidneys comes from, right? That's where kidneys comes from. Are we going there? Things that look like bread are to the five grains. So first thing they did with quinoa was make sure it's not one of the five grains, because then there's no xera. Then you want to hack it, there's xera on kidneys. So most hold no already, right? On quinoa, most don't hold no. So right. So the first thing they did was make sure it's not one of the five grains, right? As far as we know, there are only five. Umitztarfin zem zeh. They keep it starif. If you have half a loaf of half a shear of barley, half a shear of wheat, you're going to be chayav in challah. Aye, what kind of bread is that? Does it even rise like that?
It's a challah.
Multigrain, right? Right? Does it even work? I don't know. But if it does work, it's mitztarif. Vasurin bechadash v'lefnei Pesach. And all these five grains have a chadash issue. Before Pesach. There's no such thing as chadash on rice. There's no such thing. Meliksar melefnei ha'omer. Right? And you're not allowed to cut them before the omer. These five grains. Im hishrishu kodem la'omer. If it took root before the omer, ha'omer matirin. The omer is matirin. This is the whole daf tomorrow, is this issue of taking root. If it took root sometime in the winter, so by the time the omer comes, it already took root. When you cut the omer, or today there is no omer, when the second day of Pesach arrives, that's mutter. It's not chadash anymore because it already took root. So the omer is materit. Now you're not allowed to harvest it before the omer. So we say, just said you're not allowed to do that. Imishrishu kodum omer ha'omer materit. Vim lav, if it didn't take root, you planted it the day before Pesach, so by the time the omer is cut, the omer comes 2 days later, didn't take root yet. Asurin. Asurin ad shiyava omer abba. You can't cut it till next year. The Gemara is going to ask, what's the shear of taking root with us tomorrow? All tomorrow. The whole thing with taking root.
Sorry, can I just cut? You said you can't cut it. That's not the problem of Kaddish was eating.
No, it's twofold. Then we said they obviously cut it before, because already the minute the omer was brought, it's already on the shelves.
Right.
So there was a machlokas if the Chum minded that.
Okay.
Right? So Tana, Kusmin min chitin. Kusmin is a type of wheat. Shibola shuel v'shifon min seorin. And shibola shuel and shifon is a type of seorin. Right? So who cares? So Rashi says, the last Rashi on the page, linyan chala itzrach. Kedamid of itzrach is chala. Hachitin ein mitzdarfim im hakol chusmin hakusmin. Because chitin is not mitzdarfim, it's kusmin. And seorin mitzdarfim im hakol chusmin hachitin. Okay, fine.
Let me answer this question.
Yeah.
The some of them were able to be harvested immediately, and some of them just took root. All five did not grow at the same time.
Right. Interesting. Right. Right. Interesting. So kusmin is gulba. Kusmin's called gulba. Shifon is dishra. Shibola shuel is shibule tala. Okay. Oh, that's just Gemara giving you names. We don't know what those names are. Anyway. Hani in these five. Yeah. Or is v'dochin lo. There's no chadash on rice, though can they translate as millet. There's no chadash on that, and there's no challah on that either. You don't have to give challah on a rice cake. No such thing. Menahani mili. How do you know that? So Amar Rish Lakish is your lechem imatz. It's exereshavah for matzah, right? Ksiv hacha v'haya ba'achalchem ilechem aretz. It says by challah the word lechem. Uksiv hasam lechem oni, and it says by matzah lechem oni. Therefore, what do you see? There's no challah on anything that's not one of the five grains. Now, v'hasam minolim, v'hasam gusimim. But how do we know that? How do we know that lechem only is the five grains? How do we know that? Maybe lechem oni is also rice. How do you know not? Amar Shlakish v'chentana debei Rishmal v'chentana debei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Amar Kol, the pasuk is like this: Losocha olav chametz shivas yamim. For 7 days you can't eat chametz. Shivas yamim. Tocha olav matzos lechem oni. Eat matzah, lechem oni. So there's a hekesh between chametz and matzah. Right? It says in the same pasuk. Don't eat chametz, eat matzah. What's chametz? Devarim habayim lechimutz, something that can come to chametz. Adam yotzi ben chavasim bepesach. You can be yotzi your chiyav on Pesach. Yotzu elu, excluded is everything but the five grains. She'ein boyin l'dechimutz. They don't come to chimutz. Whatever chimutz means, it doesn't happen to rice. El elidei sirchon. It's something called sirchon. What's sirchon? I don't know. But it's something that's not chametz. Not leavening. And therefore, there's no... spoilage. Some kind of spoilage, right? Okay? Next. Umitzdar from zem zeh. And then we said they combine. Right? A half a loaf of barley and a half a loaf of wheat will combine to give you the shear of challah. Right? Tana. Hatvua, wheat. Va'kemach, or flour. U'betzikos, even betzikos are like dough. Mitzdar from zem zeh. They also combine with each other. Now, I don't know how you have such a thing. Dough with wheat and flour, they don't mix. It's not, it's different stages.
Is it only chayav challah when it's dough? It's not chayav challah when it's wheat.
Yeah. So, l'may hilchasa. What do we need to know that for? What regarding what halacha? You can't bake that together. Dough can't bake with flour. So what do we need to know that for? Five answers. Amar of Hakahana l'inyan chadash. Regarding the inyan of chadash. Right? If you take dough and kemach or kernel and you eat a kezayis of it before the omer is brought, you chayef on chadash. You get malchus for that. So it's an instrument of Torah. Right? Rav Yosef Amar l'inyan chametz. Regarding chametz. Right? Rashi says on the last wide line up on top, mitzar from the kezayis. The chitin nami machmitz im sha'ar b'mayim. Wheat can also become chametz if you soak it in water. So you have a half a kezayis of bread with a half a kezayis of wheat kernels that have been soaked in water. You eat that, you have a kezayis of chametz. Okay. That's what it means in mitzarif. You can't cook them together. You can eat them together. One regarding chadosh, two regarding chametz, bepesach, Papa Omar, l'inyan ma'aser sheni. That what? The achalei chutz l'choma, lucky. You eat a kezayis of this combination outside the walls of Yerushalayim, you get malchus for eating ma'aser sheni outside Yerushalayim. Rava Omar, l'inyan tumas ochlin. It's regarding tumas ochlin. Tumas ochlin is a shear. So if the shear is made up of this combination, you become tamei. Right? Four answers. V'akamash malon, the tvua, the kimchin, dumya, the betekos. That wheat and flour is like dough. Ma hasam uchla be'enei. Just like dough is uchla be'enei. Right? What does it mean, uchla be'enei? That Rashi says, La fuke klipas the orim, the subin, shebekemach lav ochlin inu. Nobody, you can't eat the chaff of barley. It's not edible. Af hachanami, huchla be'ene. So to here, it's edible. Vatanya. And we learned that. Chita, if you have wheat, bein beklufa, bein she'eno klufa, mitzterefes. Whether it's peeled or not, it's mitzdarif. Why? Because you can eat the peel, the shell of wheat. What's that called today?
Whole.
No, that's not called spelt. No. Whole wheat.
Whole wheat.
Whole wheat. Right? In the times of the Gemara, only a peasant ate whole wheat. No normal, self-respecting person would eat that. Today, it's considered healthy. Right? Barley, klufa mitzdarefes. If it's peeled, it's mitzdaref. She'ena klufa ena mitzdarefes. I don't know, such a thing as whole wheat barley bread? Such a thing, I don't know. The Gemara says no. No such thing. Nobody eats that. I don't know. Even wheat, the Gemara understood people ate it, right? I don't know if wheat's barley bread. Do you even have such a thing?
Yeah,
they do such a thing as barley bread?
Yeah.
So Google, is such a thing as whole wheat barley bread?
Not whole wheat. You can't say wheat and barley. Wheat.
Whole, what do they call it? Whole grain barley bread? Such a thing? I don't know. Any, is that true? Altana de Rabbi Shmuel. What? Altana de Rabbi Shmuel. I'll call zera zarua, asher yizareya. Right, any seed that's right. Kederach shevene adam motzien lazaro chita bikli pasa v'sheora bikli pasa v'adashim bikli pasan. They all have klipas. All of them, even barley also. Right. What?
Whole grain barley flour, whole grain barley recipes, whole grain barley bread. Yeah.
Lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha belechos. When we said that it's valid is when it's wet and it's moist. Rashi says, Mitzterefes to Shomerhu. Ha b'yaveshos.
Right.
When it's dried out, then it it falls off. It falls off. So anyway, you can eat it, but if it's dried out, it'll fall off. Tosfos says something so interesting. Because look at the little Tosfos. Kederech b'nei adam motzi in lizria tita b'klipasa. Tosfos says Tosfos. V'da'ar b'sof k'suvos. There's a gemara that says at the end of k'suvos. Umach chita. You have a kernel of wheat. Shenik beres aruma. When you plant it, it's naked. Right? Motzia kama levushin. And when it comes out of the ground, it's clothed. Has a shell. Amar ben Tam, which is a musar vort, not a halacha there. Amar ben Tam, hachi kamar. Afilu haisenik beres aruma, that's a bekalavushin. Even if you bury it naked, it comes out with a shell. Doesn't mean you can't have a shell. Okay, fine. Then we said, v'asur b'charash v'lefnei Pesach. It's usher from charash before Pesach. Menahani mili, how do you know that? Right? So Rashi says, how do you know it's the five grains? How do you know we're talking about only the five grains? Amar Rish Lakish, isyo lechem lechem mi matzah. It's gzeira shava, lechem lechem from matzah. Rashi says, lechem lechem, lechem kali v'karmel, lechem kali v'karmel, ma matzah mechameshes minim v'lo oris v'dochen, av charash nami mechameshes aminim v'sulo, right? Tosa says, different pshat, Tosa says, maybe the only charash is usher only in barley, because that's where you bring the omer from. Who said the other four? Comes along, right. V'liksar lefnei omer, menahani mili, I just said that. Amar Rav Yochanan, is it right? No, it's a different thing. Menahani mili, how do I know that you're not allowed to do ktsir before the Omer? Amar Rav Yochanan, is it right? Reish Michala. My kodem la Omer. What can't you do before the Omer? Rav Yochanan Omar kodem ktsir is the Omer. Before they cut the Omer, you can't do anything. Rav Yossi Omar, Zav the Omer, kodem habo is the Omer. Before they bring the Omer, you have to wait even another day, right? Tanan, okay, we'll stop here because we're going to keep nowhere to stop now. We'll stop right here. Tanan asurim b'chodesh lefnei Pesach. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day, and everybody have a good Shabbos.